It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tracking Hurricane Milton right now. Looks like it's going to be a monster storm. Florida's lucky to have a governor like Ron DeSantis, and it's shameful that Kamala Harris has lied about the man, but Joe Biden came to his defense today. Unbelievable. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Friday, we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. Don't forget, by the way, if you ever want to book a stay there, just use promo code Zeoli and you'll save 25% off your midweek stay. Good from now until December 31st, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. But I hope to see you Friday. It's going to be a great show. And live shows are always a blast, so please join us. I want to welcome back to the program the former Lieutenant Governor of California, a surrogate for Donald Trump, Abel Maldonado. How are you, Governor? Nice to talk to you today. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How about you, Rich?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you back on the show. And I nailed your name again, did I not? Second time around?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Kamala Harris is telling everybody that she's a former prosecutor from a border state, and that gives her the ability to be able to be tough on the border, even though for 3.5 years, as 60 Minutes pointed out, they let millions of people illegally into this country.
Rich, she's a, you know, I've been hearing prosecutor for the last 10 weeks. Prosecutor. We need to be very careful. She is a San Francisco prosecutor, and there is a difference. That's the most important issue that we need to point out. She is a liberal from San Francisco, where you can steal $950 and not a darn thing is going to happen to you. And if they don't catch you, you can go to the next store and get another $950 and nothing's going to happen to you. It's just amazing how she's trying to transform herself. We saw today that, you know, this is a change election, Rich. This is a complete change election. What'd she say today? There is not a thing that comes to mind that she would change from sleepy Joe Biden. It is just amazing.
It really is amazing. She's running as a change candidate, and she says there's nothing she would change at a time when the American people are saying, we're struggling with inflation, we cannot stand that this border's wide open, crime's out of control in a lot of cities across this country right now, we have a terrible response to Hurricane Helene, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. She's like, nah, nothing, it's all good, everything's good.
It's all good. You know, and I do some interviews on some shows that are on the left, way left, and they are working day and night to make her the change candidate. It's just crazy. But it's really, really hard. It really is hard to run as a change candidate when you're in office. She is completely continuity. And my question to Kamala, if I was to ever see her, is what happened to Joy? That was the beginning of the campaign for her. It's joy. It's a joyous time to be in America. What happened to joy? But I got to tell you something, Rich. I got to tell you something. I've been watching her from afar. I've watched her for 24 years. I've had a front row seat to Kamala Harris for 24 years. And I've been waiting to see when the real Kamala is going to come out. And guess what? She is coming out. She's starting to do interviews. And the bloom is coming off the rose now. Yeah. It really is, because people are going to start to see who the real Kamala Harris is. And it's like you said, Rich, there's no secret. This is a change election. People are hurting. People are broke. Inflation is real. It's suffering. People are really suffering. Food is expensive. Gas, car insurance. We can go on and on and on. And she happens to say, things are great. And then her buddy, Tim Walz, counterfeit Tim Walz, things are great. This is a joyous time in America. Really? Really, Rich? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, they're so out of touch, Abel, and it's just, and so here's the other thing too. When she's on The View in a friendly audience and she does the Call Her Daddy podcast and she does Howard Stern, she does 60 Minutes, which edits her answer to make it sound reasonable. All of the it's the caricature of her that she's dodging real substantive issues. And it's amazing that she ever won statewide in California in the first place. But it's also a good time to remind people she didn't win the Democrat primary. Nobody voted for her. I got to wonder how many grassroots Democrats just really feel like this is a bad candidate that got pushed on them. And they know that this ship is going down at this point.
I really agree with you, and I think there's a lot of Democrats that feel that way, and I just hope and pray that they decide to go with Donald J. Trump, because he is a strong leader, a strong businessman. He's not a politician. You know, you can call him a politician because he served 4 years in the White House. 4 years is not going to change Donald Trump of who he is. And, I say keep Trump being Trump. I mean, not change your message. But to Kamala, I mean, you can win with those policies that she espouses, open border, sanctuary cities, defund the police. You can win in California that way, but you can't win in swing state America today. I got to share that with you. And she's just on the border. She's been horrible. She was a horrible prosecutor. She was a horrible district attorney. She was a horrible attorney general. She didn't care about the border when she was a U.S. senator. And then they make her the border czar. She opens the floodgates. And now she's like stuttering on like, what do we need to do? I mean, my God, Kamala, wake up. I mean, it's pretty basic.
Now, the Latino support for her is, for Donald Trump, I mean, it's through the roof. It's amazing. Even in Pennsylvania, there was Steve Kornacki from MSNBC was talking about Latino support. The Philadelphia Inquirer the other day did a whole analysis of Philadelphia, the city, and how Democrat coalitions are breaking apart. And Trump's doing better with black voters, working class voters. And the only parts that he's doing really well with are in Center City, Philadelphia, where you get the college-educated white lefties who live in the fancy high-rises. But otherwise, Latinos, the support for Trump, through the roof. Now, what do you attribute that to?
Well, first of all, you know, the Democrat Party, including Kamala Harris and everybody, has taken the Latino vote for granted. You know what? We're not going to do anything. We're just going to, they're going to come and hibernate. They're going to just crawl to us, and they're going to vote for us. And then you have the old Republican Party, which they put up a piñata and put a taco truck and think they were going to come in droves and vote for the Republican Party. And now you have Donald J. Trump, who says, I'm going to seal the border. They're sending criminals to our country, and he's saying, I'm going to fix the economy, I'm going to lower your gas prices, I'm going to lower your rent, I'm going to lower your food prices, and they're just flocking to him. That's what they want. You know, Ronald Reagan said it best, Rich. Latinos are Republicans, they just don't know it. And so Donald Trump's not going to change his message. It's about, you know, Hispanic women, they want to be safe too. They don't like the open border. They don't like all the criminals coming from other parts of the world and Kamala giving a free ride here. They don't like Kamala's inflation. So, you know, it's just basics. Donald J. Trump's talking about the economy. And at the end of the day, the Hispanics have one thing in mind right now, Rich. They lived under Donald J. Trump. You see, the Democrats can promise him all they want. They lived under Donald J. Trump, and it was a good living. And now they've lived under Kamala Harris, and it's really, really bad. So, of course, these numbers are high for Donald J. Trump.
Now, he's coming to California for a rally, which I saw. That's pretty fascinating that he's doing that. Abel Maldonado is with me, the former lieutenant governor of California, surrogate for Donald Trump. And there's a Pennsylvania campaign rally for the former president and future president tomorrow in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. These rallies, I mean, Butler, I'm sure you watched it on Saturday. Unbelievable returning to Butler, Pennsylvania. I thought that was such a strong message for him. Kamala Harris is afraid to return to an interview. Donald Trump returned to a place where he was almost had his head blown off. I think that was an incredibly symbolic moment. The fact that over 100,000 people came out to support him that day, it was just an incredible day.
Well, I just spent 3 days in Pennsylvania. I was in Scranton. I was in the Poconos, and then I went to Butler. I was at the Butler rally, and then I went to Pittsburgh. And I got to tell you, when I watched President Trump say, as I was saying, chills came through my body. Mm-hmm. And then to see him stand up there, and he said it. He said it the day after. He said, you know, God saved my life. And as I was in Butler, and I said, oh my God, God saved his life so he can save America, Rich. And that said it all. And when I heard every speaker go through, the one that got me the most was the nurse that took care of him at the Butler Hospital. She got up there and she said, when this man came to me, I was in the emergency room. And she says, when I saw the hands that supposedly send those bad tweets, I witnessed a man calling his wife, calling his grandkids, calling his children. Donald J. Trump cares. Ritz, that said it all to me. That said it all to me. So I'm going to miss the president when he comes out to California, because I'm heading to North Carolina today and then back to Pennsylvania next week. We need to win this thing. We need to wrap this thing up strong, and we need to win.
Yeah,
America will be saved.
If you come to Philly, you gotta let me know so we can hang out. We can have a cheesesteak together, all right?
Maybe a little cheesesteak, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'll hook you up with a good cheesesteak. I don't want you going to the tourist traps, all right? You got to go to the good places.
I won't. I just want to say thank you for getting the message out, because, look, these Hispanic numbers are off the charts. It says it all. And I always said from the get-go, if he's at 38 to 40%, this race is over. He's at 48% right now. He's at 54% with Hispanic men. They're looking for a strong leader. Kamala Harris is weak, and her policies are dangerously liberal, and we cannot afford that in America. If you look at my home state, you know, Elon Musk was in Butler, and one of the first things he said, I left California. Well, guess why he left California? Kamala Harris.
And I just saw that your idiot governor, Gavin Newsom, just signed a law saying no municipality in California can ask for ID to vote. They want to make it as easy as possible to cheat in California. There's no question about that. But California is a solidly. Go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up. Who in their right mind signs a piece of legislation that says you are not to ask for an ID? I mean, at Butler, I had to show my ID. When I mean, just walking into any place in Philadelphia, you got to ask ID. I mean, I went to CNN interview. I had to ask for an ID. But to vote in California, you are not to ask and you are not to show an ID to vote. How crazy is that?
No, it's ridiculous. And the idea that it's somehow racist to ask for ID when literally you can't do anything in America without an ID, or to say that black people or Latino voters can't get government identification, is the most condescending thing that they can say. It truly, truly is condescending as hell. And it's just infuriating to me. So he's going to deliver, the president's going to deliver remarks in Scranton, Pennsylvania tomorrow, the future president, at 3 p.m., then hold a rally in Reading, Pennsylvania tomorrow night, 7 p.m., and then he's got Colorado, Nevada, and then Coachella. Is that how you say it? Coachella? Is that?
That's exactly right. Coachella, California.
Now, what's he doing in California? I mean, does he think he could flip California red, or what's the deal?
He must have a really good dish that he enjoys in Coachella, California, to go have dinner or lunch, because, I mean, California is just, it's just a different world, Rich. It's just crazy here.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the bill that Gavin just signed. And you know what? If Kamala wasn't running for president, she would be supporting that bill. Those are her values.
Yep.
Open border, everything. She doesn't care about the border. And I've been telling people for years, she doesn't care. And all of a sudden she goes down there. You saw the video when she went down there. She didn't go to the real border where people are crossing. She went for a photo op. That's all it was. Check the box off. But you know what? Americans are smarter than that. And I hope we see through her, the fake that's going on there. And then she hired another fake to run with her. Good old Timmy Walz. That guy's a counterfeit. I'm a rancher. He's a counterfeit. He wears fake boots and fake jeans.
I love it. You're calling him out, calling out the knucklehead for his inauthenticity. I love it. Follow him on X. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Rich, when he lies, he's a knucklehead. He over-embellishes. The media just can't help themselves. They want to cuddle them and help them. But, I mean, that guy, you know, in California, there's a cowboy out here told me, he says, camouflage hat and a Carhartt shirt and then puts tampons. That guy's a counterfeit if we've ever seen one. He's a $4 bill.
Follow him on X at Abel Maldonado. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I appreciate your time and thanks for all the hard work you're
Have
doing to get Trump elected.
Day. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, as we continue along here, as I mentioned to you, Friday, live in Cape May, Grand Hotel. Join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I got some of the audio for you from the Howard Stern interview, woke Howard Stern with Kamala Harris. Going to get into that with you as well. And I guess there's also, I'm seeing this right now, there's a story from the Daily Mail that Doug Emhoff, not only has he been accused of sexual assault, as you know, or at least assaulting a woman, there's also now something else. Doug Emhoff was a foul-mouthed a-hole and a misogynist who hired a trophy secretary because she was pretty, and he also retaliated against women who didn't flirt back at a Los Angeles law firm, according to ex-staff members. And some breaking news, Disney is closing theme parks in phases starting tomorrow. In advance of this, officials are giving a stark warning to Florida residents who refuse to evacuate. They're saying, write your name on your body if you refuse to evacuate. That's how serious they say this storm is going to be. There was a weatherman. I don't know if you heard this clip. This guy, he got very emotional reporting about this hurricane. He's never seen anything like this before. So, you know, lots of prayers to our friends and family down in Florida. I know we have a lot of them down there, so we'll definitely do that. We'll keep you updated throughout the show today as things continue. But I do want to mention, you know, Cape May is absolutely beautiful in the fall. If you haven't been to Cape May in the fall, then you should book a stay at my happy place, the Grand Hotel. You will love it. And here's the thing. From September 29th through December 21st, the Grand is offering a fabulous fall midweek stay. Stay two nights, you will receive $100 in resort credits. Stay three nights, get $150 in resort credits. Stay five nights, get $200 in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's for food and drink or at the gift shop. The Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. The Grand is an amazing place for you and your spouse or the entire family. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. So book directly with them for the best rates by calling 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And please join us Friday for our live show. It's going to be a blast. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fired up for the Phillies game. 5:08 is the first pitch tonight. They're playing the Mets at the Mets, so hopefully we'll do okay. I know that you may be watching the game starting at 5 o'clock, and that's okay. All I ask is that you put the game on, and you mute it, and you listen to the show. That's all I ask. Now, if you're streaming live on YouTube, keep streaming live on YouTube. Watch the game, keep streaming, and also listen. All right? Please do that. There are 2,300 flight cancellations today and tomorrow. As they show Tampa International Airport, it's an absolute ghost town right there at the airport. I know you have, a lot of us do have friends and family in Florida. And so I just want to make the point of saying that, you know, if there is a substantial briefing or something, I'm happy to jump into it. I think it's important that we acknowledge what's happening there. It's personal for a lot of us who have friends and family there. So we'll certainly do that if we need to, no doubt about it. But it seems like they're coming out with more details as the day unfolds here. It's looking like it's going to make the eye of the storm will be over Tampa at 11 p.m. tonight. So, and they're giving very stark warnings to residents who refuse to leave. You will die. That's what they're saying. You will die. Now, I know that there's a sense with these things of, well, you know, they hype this stuff up and all the other things. I mean, we remember Sandy, Superstorm Sandy. We remember how bad that was for our region of the country. Luckily, I mean, for us in South Jersey, it, you know, kind of took a turn and went a little further up north. But I mean, North Jersey was devastated by Sandy, and that was a superstorm. Anyway, I think it's really shameless that Kamala Harris is choosing to pick a fight with Ron DeSantis, and he's not engaging her. That's a good thing. He's not falling for it. He's not falling for it. But shameful here. In fact, Kamala and The View actually even blame the FEMA response to Helene on Donald Trump. I kid you not. I'm not going to play the clip right now, but just know that they did that, and it's just ridiculous. And ABC ran with this report that DeSantis did not take a call from Kamala Harris. It's absolutely not true. And you know what he said? He turned around. He said, "Listen, I don't have time for this nonsense. I gotta deal with preparing my state for this. I gotta deal with this. I don't have time for this nonsense." Good for him for that. Now, we've been talking a lot about Kamala Harris saying she would change nothing over the last 4 years. Nothing. J.D. Vance today campaigning in Michigan, doing a rally in Michigan, reacting to Kamala Harris's claim that she wouldn't change anything about Biden's presidency. Take a listen.
But she walks into The View, and you would think that would be an interview. And you know what they asked her? They gave her a softball, an easy question. Really propaganda. They said, "Can you name a single thing where you disagree with Joe Biden?" Now, let's back up for a second, because remember, Kamala Harris's entire campaign is to pretend that she hasn't been the vice president for the last 3.5 years. You know, she stands up before crowds and she'll say, on day one, we're going to tackle the affordability crisis. On day one, we're going to secure the border. And you listen to her for 5 minutes and you think, Kamala, are you going to vote for Donald Trump? Because you've been vice president for 1,400 days. You haven't done anything. So you think after all this time of thinking about how she would do things differently from Joe Biden, she would have a well-prepared answer for the interviewers on The View. Well, they ask her one thing you would do differently from Joe Biden. You know what she says? I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. Now, in her defense, I'm not sure she could think of anything off the top of her head, whether about Joe Biden's policies or anything else. But think about this. For the last 2 months, Kamala Harris has been telling the American people that she's going to do things differently than Joe Biden, where she increased the cost of groceries by 25%. The average Michigan family is paying $1,000 more per month. That's $12,000 per year to afford today what they could have afforded when Donald Trump was president. The border is wide open thanks to our illustrious border czar, Kamala Harris, and her entire campaign has been to pretend that she doesn't bear any responsibility for the policies, even though she's the sitting vice president.
Well, he's right about the fact that probably nothing came to her head. No doubt about that. I don't doubt that for a second. There's not a lot going on there. You know, there's not a lot. She's not good in thinking on her feet. Look, she was not a prosecutor in court. She had other people who did those arguments. She's not good at thinking on her feet, bottom line. So the filibuster. Let's think about this now for a moment. I've told you for years what the Democrats' big plan is. All right, so they have this master plan. He's got to have a plan in life. Master plan is this. You win the Senate. You kill the filibuster. You make Puerto Rico a state, you make D.C. a state, you pick up 4 more Democrat seats, no filibuster, you control the Senate, that's the end of it. You make all these illegal immigrants citizens, you flood the zone, flood the zone, and you just control the country. That's their ultimate playbook. That's their ultimate goal. But it turns out that it's not just certain Democrats who wanted to kill the filibuster who are in elected office. Sometimes they just listen to pop stars because they're really, really cool, I guess. So the reason why Kamala Harris got behind this idea of killing the filibuster, which remember the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. So, you know, one brave senator gets to stand up, and as long as he keeps speaking, although you're allowed to have people fill in for you, but, you know, that you can filibuster a bill and you can kill it. All right, that's the idea. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It's Jimmy Stewart. It's a great movie. And the whole idea of that is that it's the notion that the states still matter. And a state can stand in the way of something. And it's always been something the Senate has observed since the early part of the founding of this country. And now it's something Democrats want to get rid of. But why? Well, for one thing is that if they control the Senate, they don't want anyone stopping them. But the other reason is because John Legend wants them to. Yes, John Legend. We really do live in the dumbest time ever. Honestly, it's the dumbest time ever. Giant asteroid now. Take me now. It wasn't a topic Senate Democrats were expecting musician John Legend to ask them about, but during a 2019 donor event held at John Legend's California home, the pop star pressed lawmakers on how they would actually pass the policies they were proposing, given the hurdles of the Senate filibuster. That rule requires 60 votes for most bills to advance, rather than a simple majority, and Legend wanted Democrats to end it. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, who was at the event, said, "That was the first time I heard that raised at a fundraiser. Now it's commonplace." So these idiots got the idea from John Legend, musician John Legend. Honestly, I think I'm still in my coma at Cooper. I really do. I think I'm still in a coma. This can't be real life. This can't be real. It's a Wall Street Journal. This can't be real. You're punking me, right, DeSantis? It's like ChatGPT wrote this article.
It's not even an op-ed or an editorial. It's legitimately a report from the Wall Street Journal.
Senate Democrats were so inspired by John Legend's request that they decided to now push this, despite pushback from some of their own, like West Virginia's Senator Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, and other people. But the quote, "The Senate was meant to be the proverbial cooling saucer, but it wasn't meant to be a deep freeze," said the senator who was at John Legend's party. He's been urging his colleagues for years to move to a talking filibuster, which would require senators to be present and talking on the floor to block bills. Changing the Senate's rules could have broad implications. While various proposals have been floated, any weakening of the filibuster can make it easier for Democrats to codify abortion rights as well as overhaul election laws or raise the minimum wage. Republican critics warned Democrats could entertain more contentious ideas, such as single-payer health care coverage, tighter environmental laws, or the addition of justices to the Supreme Court. Some business groups have also decried getting rid of the filibuster. But the fact that John Legend came up with this idea, and even the lesser Casey bought in on this, "Right now, the filibuster acts as a block to make progress on issues ranging from gun safety to workers' rights." The Democratic nominee, that's what he said at the debate the other night against Dave McCormick in Pennsylvania. "The filibuster acts as a block to progress." They want to run roughshod on everything. They want to be completely in control. Opponents of weakening the filibuster say that it would undercut bipartisanship and destabilize the legislative process, with one party passing new laws only for the other to reverse them when it inevitably takes power again. Republicans have been chilly to the idea of any changes, even when they are in the majority. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said that'd be very short-sighted and be a terrible mistake. "I feel confident that Republicans are determined not to allow this to happen." In other words, he's not going with the John Legend proposal. It's ridiculous, honestly. But that's where they stand right now. It comes down to what would ultimately be, in my mind, their ultimate control of everything. And that's what the Democrats want. And they want, they don't want anybody getting in the way. They don't want anyone to turn around and stop them. And, you know, Trump will use SEAL Team 6 to round up critics and opponents. Did you know that? That's right. SEAL Team 6. So former fixer Michael Cohen, scumbag rat, liar, felon, convicted felon Michael Cohen, back on MSNBC to warn that if Donald Trump is elected, he'll use the military to round up his critics and opponents. I have a question, though, and this is just a practical question, Matt DeSantis said. I'm just wondering from a point of view of just logistics, why round them up? Just kill them on the spot. Wouldn't that be easier than you have to round anybody up? Rounding people up takes a lot of work, and you need roundup cars. You know, like those old school paddy wagons they had back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, Michael Cohen's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, so I...
No, if you're going to have SEAL Team 6 do it, just shoot him on the spot right there. Right then and there. Don't round him up and do it. That's just extra work. You got to feed him, give him snacks, give him drinks. That's a whole to do. You know what I mean? Nah, just do it right then and there. So with this insanity from the man who once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, cut 22.
This is very different than what Donald Trump is saying. Donald Trump continues with that bombastic, with the rhetoric of divisiveness and hate. And the big warning that I want people to understand is when Donald Trump says something, stop sane washing it. Stop trying to make it into something which has some normalcy to it. What he says he intends to do. And when he turns around and says, Jen, to, you know, like the head of this network or other people who are critics, that he intends to use SEAL Team 6 or the military within which to round up his critics or his opponents, he intends to do it. And I say that with firsthand experience. What Donald Trump, Bill Barr, the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Prisons did to me.
Round him up. Round him up. That's what he's going to do. Is this not boring to the opponents of Donald Trump? I mean, the guy had 4 years and he didn't do any of these things, which means that he's either just incredibly lazy or just not a dictator. Because if he's a dictator, he's really, he lost out on all the fun stuff. All the toys he had, all these people, all these assassins, all this military stuff. You know how Joe Biden always says, if you want to take over the government, you're going to need an F-16, Jack. You know what I mean? You're going to need like an F-18, right? If you can take on the government. We got nukes. I can whisper in the microphone and go, we got nukes. Trump had all that stuff, and he still left the White House. I'm telling you, low energy. Low energy dictator. That's what I'm saying. While on Stern, Kamala Harris said Trump wants to round up critics and journalists. She also said that. And this idiot, woke Howard Stern, who one time wore blackface, of course, entertains that nonsense. Here is the vice president of the United States in the era of civility, post-assassination attempts, two of them, where we try to say, can we just focus on policies and issues and stop with the whole Trump's Hitler, Trump's Mussolini, Trump's a threat to democracy, Trump's going to kill people, Trump's going to destroy the world because it makes crazy people think they have to take out Adolf Hitler. So can we not use that kind of language? In the age of that, here's Kamala Harris on Howard Stern today. Take a listen.
Doesn't support our friend Ukraine, doesn't support, therefore, something America should always and has always, by the way, been a champion of, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity, which means the importance of standing against anyone who tries to take another nation by force.
Right.
That's what we stand for as Americans, that you don't do that. And if you do that to our friends, we're going to stand with our friends. You're getting played. And some would say, look, I grew up in the neighborhood. Some would say you're getting punked.
Yeah.
If you stand in favor of somebody who's an adversary over your friends on principles that we all agree on. And you look at it, it's not only that. He says he's going to be a dictator on day one. Understand what dictators do. They jail journalists. They put people who are protesting in the street in jail.
He said he thinks he wants to go after Jimmy Kimmel, a comedian. He wants to go after Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers. What, you know, even if someone had said years ago when I remember presidential, you know, races, if someone said, oh, Kamala Harris isn't a black woman. They would have been out of the, that would have been it. Would have been over.
First of all, let's understand something. Howard Stern in the 90s made it very famous going after the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, because they kept fining him. Because back then, Howard Stern was funny at entertaining the working class of this country. So he did a lot of things that were edgy, and that was his whole thing back then. And then he became woke Howard Stern, and he probably always was, and it was all an act and a shtick, and he was insecure. He's an incredibly insecure man, really. And he wanted to always get the approval of the Hamptons crowd, the Chablis swirling crowd. That's who Howard Stern is, incredibly insecure man. Well, he fought the FCC for years. You want to talk about punishing people? Let's talk about what the FCC did to not just Elon Musk, but to the people of North Carolina. By canceling the Starlink contract that they had with Elon Musk to bring Starlink internet, so that satellite internet, to the people of rural parts of America, including North Carolina and Georgia, Florida, other places like that, by doing so, they actually cost people their lives. And Elon Musk said this. You know, he said, had they not canceled that contract, Starlink would have been up and running and we would have had people be able to communicate. But instead, they wanted to send Elon Musk a giant FU for taking over Twitter and releasing the Twitter files to show us how the government was censoring all of us and how literally the Biden administration was not like what they say Trump's going to do, what the Biden administration did do, which is to intimidate journalists like Matt Taibbi, to suppress information from the people, to crack down on what it called disinformation, and to intimidate its citizens into compliance and silence. And the FCC to retaliate against Elon Musk for exposing all that and for having the audacity to allow Twitter to have free speech, canceled the Starlink contract. And as a result, spent billions of dollars, wasted billions of dollars, laying broadband cable that has brought internet to nobody, high-speed internet to nobody. I don't even know if they actually even laid the cable. They just wasted billions of dollars. This is who they are. They warn about him being a dictator, but they also talk about at the very same time getting revenge on their enemies. It's not just the DOJ and the FBI that go after their political enemies. It's also the FCC. The FCC going after Elon Musk in this manner. Now the House Oversight Committee is calling for an investigation into it, and good. Because this was just about punishing Elon Musk. The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, also going after Elon Musk for other reasons as well, and demanding that he turn over the list of all the journalists he ever gave information to. That's actually really a threat to the First Amendment. Nothing that Trump ever did. When Trump was there, MSNBC and CNN had their highest ratings, and nobody got arrested, and Jim Acosta wasn't in journalist internment camp. They were all fine. This is what Hillary Clinton wants to do, though. And it's much like how Tim Walz said, you don't have absolute protections of the First Amendment for things like hate speech or misinformation. She was on with Michael Smirkanish on his Saturday morning show on CNN. This is what she said as they talk about mass censorship of American citizens. Cut 21.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects. It's real harm.
Yeah, it's real harm. It's real harm, and we got to crack down on these people. How dare they spread misinformation? Ed is in Del Ran. Ed, you got a poem for me?
Oh, yes, I do. I always want to stay in the know. That's why I listen to the Rich Zeoli Show.
Boom. Well done, Ed. Well done.
Thank you, sir. Hey, now let me tell you something. Isn't it amazing that Joe Biden comes out and says, DeSantis is doing a really excellent job. Joe Biden should have added, unlike me, DeSantis is doing a really great job.
Unlike me, yeah. But that was just such an F you to Kamala Harris that Joe Biden came out and said that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then she's on The View and they're blaming Donald Trump for the loss of money with FEMA and all this nonsense. I mean, these people lie like freaking rugs, man.
As they give all of our money away to Lebanon and Ukraine. Just think about that. As Americans are struggling, yeah, and they offer them $750.
Oh, I know. It's such a slap in the face, man. Oh, too bad you lost everything. Here's $750. Now go away now.
Yeah, get yourself a hoagie. Get yourself something nice. All right, Ed, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. You have a good day.
You know it.
All right, Orlando International Airport commercial flights will cease at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Flight cancellations are mounting ahead of Hurricane Milton. They're over 20, I think they're about 2,500 flight cancellations already. So, yeah, check. You know, make sure you check and recheck and do all those things. But Friday, we'll be safe and sound at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be nice and safe there. No storms forecasted for Cape May on Friday. So please come out and join us for our live show. Fifth floor ballroom. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy the time together. And the big story of the hour is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Reach out to him today, and he's got his Veterans Breakfast coming up, by the way, on Saturday, November 9th. So mark your calendar for that. I'll talk more about that a little bit later in the show today. Coming up, Donald Trump is going to be in Pennsylvania tomorrow. Two different events, Reading and Scranton, as Battleground PA heats up. We're streaming live on YouTube. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What's going on with the response to Helene? You know, listen, I think this stuff matters. I really do. I think Americans look at this disastrous response. I think that they're frustrated by it. Like I said earlier, we're good people. We're compassionate people in this country. We just don't like to see our fellow Americans suffer. And that's what we're seeing in the United States of America. And it bothers me a lot. It really does. It bothers me that this could be happening. And I am frustrated by it for sure. But nevertheless, we continue along with the show today. And I wanted to share this story with you about Helene, a rudderless White House and an inept Harris and all of her flaws. That's what we're seeing with all this being exposed. The failure of the Biden-Harris administration. And remember, she said today, she said, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm Joe Biden. Joe Biden's me. Whatever he says sticks, bounces off of you and sticks to me, whatever. They're the same person. They're both owning this. That's it. The failure of the Biden administration, Harris administration, to take charge of urgently needed rescue and recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene underscores a key question: who is really running this White House? And there's no clear answer. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's cavalier indifference to the Americans fighting to survive in the disaster zone has left us, both longtime Democrats, speechless. Douglas Schoen and Andrew Stein writing his piece for the New York Post. Longtime Democrats, speechless, can't fathom it, can't understand it. And you know what these guys are thinking? They're not only thinking that North Carolina is a swing state. They're thinking that all of America is watching this. All of America is seeing this disaster, this fiasco. Hurricane response has me feeling substantively, politically and personally, both Biden and Harris had ample reason to step up in the aftermath of the storm's horrific destruction. Yet their administration has repeatedly failed Helene's victims and, by extension, the American people as a whole. The storm made landfall September 26th in Florida and raged over inland parts of Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee and Virginia, killing 232 people that we know of as of right now. Hundreds still missing. That number is going to probably go up, sadly. But the administration's slow response in mobilizing federal resources hampered recovery efforts, while Biden and Harris's late and perfunctory visits to the disaster area to show support have made them appear woefully insensitive. Biden, who was vacationing in Delaware when the storm hit, glibly told reporters he had commanded the federal response by phone for at least 2 hours. 2 hours. Even more alarming, Harris, who was hoping to be the next president, was initially content with a brief FEMA photo op in the storm's aftermath. Only when it became a media talking point nearly a week later did the Veep finally travel to hard-hit part of the swing state of Georgia, and obviously political stop just weeks before Election Day. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is one of many local officials who called out the administration for delaying much-needed federal aid. Only 11 counties out of the 90 likely to need aid were initially made eligible for federal relief funds. Kemp complained, tying locals' hands and undoubtedly worsening Helene's impact in the Peach State. In fact, it took six days for the White House to activate a paltry 1,000 military members to help deliver assistance, even though three of America's premier military divisions with critical search and rescue experience are based within just a few hours of the hardest hit areas in the Carolinas and Georgia. Compare that to President George W. Bush, who ordered nearly 10,000 troops to Hurricane Katrina disaster zone in 2005. They should have immediately activated military assets for rescue efforts and mobilized the Army Corps of Engineers to clear and stabilize roads and bridges. DeSantis did it with the Florida National Guard. They could have ordered FEMA to quickly expand the list of impacted counties to get aid flowing appropriately. And they should certainly have done a better job managing FEMA's funding. According to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the agency is nearly broke after spending more than $600 million caring for illegal immigrants nationwide. Remember, this is two Democrats writing this piece in the New York Post. The bubbling White House response is incomprehensible for any administration, but particularly so this close to a presidential election. Harris was already struggling to respond to voters' questions over her agenda, her priorities, and her managerial abilities. Her failure to as much as show up when Americans face such a crisis has literally taken our breath away. Her apparent indifference underscores voters' suspicion that Harris is not on top of our country's domestic concerns and may well damage her chances in these battleground states. Remember, they excoriated Bush after Katrina, excoriated him after this. After that. So knowing that, then, wouldn't you want to have your moment where you appear to step up and do everything? I mean, literally just do. Instead, what does she do? She goes on the Call Her Daddy podcast, goes on The View, goes on Howard Stern. It just looks insensitive. Hurricane Milton's bearing down. She's the vice president running for president. She's yakking it up with The View. Now, look. I think the point that these two guys who were Democrat operatives, Sean was an advisor to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, Andrew Stein served as New York City Council president. I think what they're trying to say here is that this is a, leaving out the humanitarian aspect, this is a political opportunity here that you guys have just completely blown. A political opportunity for Kamala Harris to stand up and look presidential. She doesn't have it in her, though. She doesn't have it in her. And her people want to keep her away from anything that could make her look like she's actually in a situation where she might have to take questions. That's it. The problem with her going on the ground in any of these places is she could face questions, and they don't want her dealing with that. So they'd rather put her in the safe cocoon of The View, the safe cocoon of Howard Stern, the safe cocoon of 60 Minutes, the safe cocoon of the Call Her Daddy podcast. That's what they want to do. They're afraid that if she's on the ground, people would come up to her and ask her things. You could have viral moments that could destroy her because she's not good on her feet. She doesn't really care. It's just, it sends such a message to people that we just don't give a damn. But beyond that, you are blowing, they are blowing what is a massive political opportunity here. And I think these two Democrats writing this piece see that and they just can't believe it. Kind of like her saying she wouldn't change anything for the last 4 years, right? Listen, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Ammons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Ammons, you know you are getting top quality material. Whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Ammons has you covered. I guess Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough. They're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off. That's right, 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and more. Just go to emmonsroofing.com for all the details. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or emmonsroofing.com. Go with the company that I've used in my home for over 10 years, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.